Hello, here I am at Stonehenge Visitor Centre, and here are blue stones. I know they don't look very blue, and you can see me for a sense of scale beside them. And these are the type and roughly the size that you'll see in Stonehenge in the circle. So these come from the Preseli Hills in Wales, so you've got some idea what they are. Archaeologists speculate that the people who built Stonehenge thought these had special healing qualities, and that's why they bothered to transport them. How was it, 180 miles from the Preseli Hills in Wales, near the coast of the Irish Sea. And that's why the legend was made up later that these came from Ireland. That was it Geoffrey of Malmesbury said that one, that the magician Merlin transported them from a stone circle in Ireland, knows the coast of the Irish Sea in Wales. And that's when the Beaker people came on later, about 2300 BC, when they built their burial mounds around here. Often they broke off some of the bits of the blue stone from the Stonehenge stone circle and buried with them. Is it because they thought, again, it had some healing properties and would ensure them passage to the afterlife or reincarnation? Because there's so much of this is conjecture. It's speculated that a lot of Stonehenge was to do with the perennial human struggle to escape mortality. Especially mortality was uppermost in people's minds because, of course, life expectancy is very, very low, maybe 25. That doesn't mean you're going to die on your 25th birthday, but it's because, infant mortality was very, very high. So people having children in their mid-teens, and if they're lucky, they would still be alive when their eldest children reach their mid-teens as well. So it's not like today when people die somewhere else, we send people away to die in a nursing home or in a hospital. No, they were dying in the family hut. I'll show you some of the hutments over there. And Durrington Walls, that Neolithic village about 3 miles away, obviously is completely rotten away because it wasn't made from stone materials. But through that that special imaging, looking under the underground and so on, they found roughly what it was like. They've been able to create a mock-up of what their huts would have been like. That they didn't occupy it year-round. They only were there a few weeks around the ceremonies, probably winter solstice, summer solstice, or indeed to build it. Only about 50 years was Durrington Walls occupied, and not year-round. Right, thank you for watching my video, and here I am, Stonehenge Visitor Centre in Wiltshire, South Britain. So make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. I've never seen it so quiet here. And it's that away, a mile and a half that away, beyond that forest is where Stonehenge actually is. They're getting the shuttle bus there. Sometime I should film all the way on the shuttle bus. Okay, you see the shuttle bus behind me, free from the visitor centre, and it's all operated by English Heritage. Little picnic tables here. And in busier times, they've got somewhere the snack hatch where they're selling things. There is the cafeteria where they're selling sandwiches and so on, scones, tea and coffee, even beer and wine. And look at that. That is the best thing about Stonehenge, this ham hock sandwich. And going past a piggery on the way to Bath, I always like to taunt the pig, saying, well, I just had your sister for lunch or whatever. All right, so that's it. Thanks for watching. Toodaloo.